it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of note.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
Hey, my friends. Hold on a second. Hold on. You better sit right. All right. The sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. The sun rises here. It's 24 minutes past 12. It means I'm 30 seconds away from a commercial break. So with that said, we're going to discuss this CBN going and coming pattern and what might be the situation on the streets of Lagos with people finding the difficulties to access bank. People having difficulty accessing their bank in order to exchange the old for the new. I want to hear your experience. And then I want to share with you a message I have on Twitter from Ike, who was here a few days ago on air. Yeah, who was on air with us speaking about the ports and vehicles stranded there. Off on a break. We'll be back. All right, so I would love some kind of feedback, as I was saying. Feedback on what would be the difficulties experienced by Nigerians trying to access their banks. And I'm wondering whether you are aware that the deadline for the old notes to be returned to your bank is actually now February 10th, no longer January 31st, meaning that you have, at least from today, 9 more days to afford you time to take your old notes to the bank. I went on a walk yesterday and I saw that the ATMs were just packed with people. Well, I wasn't trying to use the ATM. I just noticed that every bank that had an ATM in that along that route pretty much just had people crammed. And I was wondering what exactly they were battling with or what the difficulty was. So I'd like to just get the pulse of the streets to figure out what's wrong. There's some protest out of Edo State. I hear that the youths are protesting the cost in petrol price. And we're hoping it doesn't get any more dramatic than it should. But that's exactly news out of Edo State. Yesterday, there was a tweet out of Port Harcourt that petrol was being sold at 400 naira a liter. All of that when we come back. Just no rush yet, because I think we all need music to wash away the drain, the strain, the stress. Alexander Burke with Hallelujah. Alexander Burke, and she happened to have won the 5th series of the British television series The X Factor in 2008, and boy, she can sing. I think the people who are gifted with their ability to really sing, well, I think some people can sing and there's no spirit to it. I think the people who sing and there is spirit to it bring us closer to heaven. And I think, well, there are different gifts, but you see that one of singing? I don't know. It's terribly great. And maybe you're the one that gives melody to life. I think those who can sing really give melody to existence. And sounds like maybe a terribly powerful statement, but that's exactly how I feel. So if you can sing, you should do it more often. There's something about you that the world isn't. There's something about you that the world is envious of. There's probably something about you that is the soul of the earth. And if you can sing, then you don't stop. All right. A moment where we try transcendence, and then the next moment, we're in Nigeria discussing Nigerian issues. Welcome. So worthy of note on Wednesday on Nigeria Info.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of note.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
All right, so we begin. Before I go to the message on Twitter, so these are just these are just stories that are happening out there on the streets of Nigeria. And I think making it a conversation on radio is necessary because it gives us insight into what's happening on the streets. Now, first, the returning of old notes for the new. Let me share with you what is just the most necessary information. In fact, the only reason I had not discussed it up till now was because I didn't think that there would be any difficulty. The assumption was, particularly in the cities, your monies are in the bank. Well, I thought so until I saw the queues yesterday. Like, I really mean like proper queues of people trying to use the ATM. And it's not the usual Friday. I never even see queues at the ATMs on a Friday night. So I was wondering what this was. And I remembered, oh, is this CBN policy thing? Now, the CBN governor, Central Bank of Nigeria, Emefiele, has said commercial banks must accept the old Naira notes even after the expiration of February 10. I think what that means is, if you're not able to access your bank today or within the next 10 days, you will still be attended to at your bank if you go to your bank with your old notes. Now, there's been videos that have emerged of people practically struggling to get into banks. People frustrated at the entire process. I think that, well, so I can understand the confusion where initially, you know, Emefiele said 31st, then after he said 10, some even reported 17th. House of Reps wanted a longer period, but I think he's insisting that 10 be the deadline. Only after, I think was less than a day later, I heard, well, 10 is the deadline, 10th February is the deadline. And even after the 10th of February, the banks will still attend to you. So in my head, I'm thinking, well, no deadline anymore. It's a little confusing, but I think it's necessary that you know that your bank will take the old notes. Now, that is what's in the news, and that's what the government would love for you to know. Besides that, what else is happening? Are your banks still giving you old notes? Are you having difficulty giving old notes to your bank? And let's just do this for like 20 minutes. I want to understand why the queues are not easing up and why people are struggling to get into banks. And for you, so, well, some people made comedy of off of the situation, saying something like, well, I don't have money, and that's why I'm not struggling to return old notes for the new. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. The latter number is for the ladies. What is the problem? I don't know. I didn't think that there would be a problem, but it appears to be that there are issues confronting Nigerians with this exchange thing. So let's find out on the Sunny Side. Let's talk. Hello, welcome to Nigeria Info. Please remember the volume of your radio set.
Yes. Hi, Joy.
Hello, lady. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Afternoon, yes. Primary issue to people queuing is because you can only get the new notes at the ATM currently.
Oh, the banks don't give it to you over the counter?
No, no, no. And then as of Monday, the banks are not even giving out any notes, old or new.
Oh.
So the CBN governor has said that, you know, you can collect like 100 Naira notes and 20 Naira whatever. But as of Monday, they were like, oh, we're not even giving out any notes over the counter at all.
Oh, great.
Right. So, yeah. So you can deposit your money until, I think, if you extend it for 5 months. Oh. But like, notes cannot be used. It stopped being a legal tender February 10th or something like that. But you can only get the new notes by ATM. So that's where you're seeing all the struggle.
Oh, I see. Oh, well.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. But have you had any struggles personally?
I went once last week. So there was a queue, but it wasn't a struggle, really. So it was a queue to my bank. We're allowing only their ATM access, their card access ATM. So it sort of lessened the queue down. It wasn't like, you know, everybody was cordial and everything.
Oh, fantastic.
Just for like, 30 minutes or so, and then I got my spot, and that was it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that feedback. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
So now, I was on this day, the newspaper this morning, and they're saying, or at least they reported, that the governor is saying you would only, after the deadline, be returning your old notes to the central bank. And look, I think I understand why you might find this a little confusing, because too many things are being said about one thing. And then it seems as though they have changed their minds 4 times in 3 days. So except you're living on the news, it's possible that you are missing out what might be updates. So let's find out what your difficulties are and what your banks are telling you. On the Sunny Side, good afternoon. Hello, good afternoon. Make it back. Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Please turn off the
I'm
volume.
I'm calling you from Ibafo.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name is Sunday.
Welcome, Sunday.
Yes, I needed some money this morning. I went to the POS.
Could you turn off the volume of your radio set? It's necessary that you do that.
Please, completely. So what they told me was that they could only give me 1,000 naira, and I needed 10,000. Okay. I left there. I've been to three places for POS, no money. And the first place I went to, the woman told me that she will give me 10,000, but I need to pay 1,000 naira in order to get 10,000. I said, why? She said she went to bank. Now, right at the center of the bank hall, she bought 20,000 for 2,000 naira. That means the bank are selling the money for them to come and sell for us. But as I'm talking to you now, I don't know where I'll have money to spend for my family today. That is the Nigeria we have today. Yes, I actually saw a message yesterday saying after 10th of this month, they will still receive the old currency.
Yeah.
But the old currency will cease to be tender.
Legal tender.
No longer. It's, yes.
Yeah.
Which means if you have now, go and pay it in. But if you pay what you have in and you don't have money, how do you survive it?
Why is this crazy?
How?
Okay. Look,
good afternoon.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate that feedback. Good afternoon to you, the sunny side. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. You tell us your name and you can go ahead.
Okay, my name is A.D. Smith. I'm calling from Chevron Lekki.
Thank you.
Okay, actually, I think the major issue we are having in this country is us. We are the problem. We always complain the government is the government that. But I think some of us are also the problem. Now the Nigerian government, we are talking about the new currency. And last time I checked, the new currency, the new note was actually 500, 1,000, and 200 naira notes. So now you go to bank, you see crowd, you see people fighting in bank just to get the new naira note, which is 500, 1,200. If the notes are not available, the CBN government told us that each bank receives 30 million every day. Now, for the new notes, if the 1,500, 200 naira notes are not available, then they should give us 100 naira, 50 naira, 20 naira. Those are still our money. They are still part of Nigerian money. So why are they stressing people's life? I can't have my money in the bank and then I go to bank. You're telling me you don't have new notes. What happened to our 100 naira notes? Is 100 naira no longer in use? Is 50 naira no longer in use? If they don't have enough of the 1,500 and 200 naira, they should give us 100 naira. Let's leave the bank.
Are you implying that when you go to the bank is not even giving you your own money when you want to withdraw?
They are not giving. They will tell you there is no money. And then you go. Yesterday, I had to withdraw from my neighbor who is in POS. 5,000 naira, the woman is doing 5,500. 10,000 naira, she's doing 1,000, which is 11,000. I mean, what's all that? When I mentioned it, she said yes, because they have to queue. She fought this morning to get the one they even gave to her. So you see, the bank one, they are the problem. They are using this. Nigerians, I think most times they look for any slight thing to make more money. People are making money from fuel, which sometimes I even blame the stations, because the stations, you drive your vehicles up. I went to Conoy the other day. I was in front of Conoy waiting for my son. Before you know it, after 2 hours and they are telling me there is no fuel again. But people with cans are coming to buy right there, and then they want to sell to us. And then people are with their vehicles inside their vehicles under the sun, and then next thing, after 2 hours, 3 hours, they're telling us there's no fuel. And you're selling to people in cans. The same thing in bank. Banks are giving to those, the POS people who are working for them, because they are generating more funds from that place. And then you going to the bank to queue, to fight. You even fight to queue. And then after fighting to queue, at the end of it, they will tell you there's no money. And then you come out to POS. POS will not tell you how much you will bring for you to have money. I mean, we need to get things right in this country. This suffering is too much. It's really too much. It's high time everybody should wake up. The CBN president or governor, whatever, needs to be questioned. What is happening? You are supposed to have new notes. You say you don't have new notes. Give us old notes. Let's continue using our old notes. Why are they frustrating people's life? Every blessed day here in Otakwa, we see people, different wahala, because our people are frustrated. You see people moving on the road, they are frustrated. for my own money again. I can't get my money, and you're telling me to put it in bank, and I can't get my money. You're using my money to do business, and at the end of the day, I can't even have my money. It's not good. It's not nice. It's not nice. We need to get things right in this country. If they feel it's POS people that want to be doing the business for them, fine. The same way you go to a filling station to buy food, they will tell you they are not doing it. Their POS is not working. But they will show you a POS that is working. They will tell you it's a POS person. Meanwhile, it's still them. It's still their POS. But their own will not work. But they will want you to use the one that they will have charges.
Thank you.
So if your own PS is not working, how come this PS is working? I mean, nobody's talking about all that.
Well, here we are trying to talk about it. I'm partly surprised. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate.
Thank you.
Look, talking about frustrated people, so while I was walking, I wanted to do like an hour's walk for an hour, and then I walked past a guy who was talking to himself, and he was talking about money, and then he said, I'll kill you, like, I swear to God, if I don't kill you. And so I was struck, so I don't do this thing where you record people, I don't do that, but I was trying to figure out who he was talking to. Then I realized he was by himself, and then talking to himself, and then telling himself, like, kind of reaffirming his logic that he would kill someone who owed him money or someone who was supposed to give him money. Then a lady stopped him and asked him for directions. And then he stopped talking to himself. And I think maybe that moment kind of reset him up a little bit because he stopped talking. And I would agree that people are frustrated. But you see this whole money thing? I can't believe it. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here. Tell us your name. You can go ahead. Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead. Tell us what you have for us. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. Hello.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thank you for calling. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Joy, thank you for picking. I thank God for what happened for Nigeria today about this money cash. I thank God for what happened today for Nigeria. Those mama, we are both 50-something years. Let them go and remove that money, that old money where they be keep for under their bed. They are the one where they be collect and 10 times with Ashwabi many years ago for food. So let them go and remove that money, go and spend. They are the one which they put out for this
mess. No, that's not
let
correct.
Them go and
stop.
That
no,
money.
But that's not the problem. They are not your problem. Let's get that straight. They are not your problem.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Okay. The thing is that, make them spend the money. So that they are the one where they put us for this business.
Yeah, you're repeating the same thing. The women are not your problem. They're not
so
CBN. They're not the ones.
They collect 5,000 many years ago for food. They are the one where put us for this mess.
Oh.
They are the one. Yes.
Oh, all right.
Stop for collect 5,000, 10,000 with Ashwabi. Don't make you not blame only government, blame politicians.
Oh, I see.
If you not call it, no way this thing will happen.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yes, good afternoon.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
This is Peter.
Welcome, Peter.
I'm calling and I'm only
so okay. Welcome.
Yeah, we have Polari Bank. We have Tree.
You have what? Tree? What bank?
GT Bank.
Okay.
Bank.
Yeah.
And we have Echo Bank as Tega.
Uh-huh.
So is this the bank? Come and see GT now. Come and see Q every year.
Why?
I don't know where we are going.
But why? Do me a favor. Why? What's
there
the reason?
There is no money in this year now.
It's impossible.
I'm telling you, Joy. Okay, look at the Echo Bank now around the Beggar's side. Sorry, Echo Bank around Beggar's side. There is no money in the ATM. Like City Bank now that I went this morning.
All right. Thank you.
It
is pathetic, really. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. We're talking about what might be your experience, given where you are in town. as far as this gets new notes, give old notes back to the government. What's happening? What do you observe?
Hello.
Hello.
Good day.
Good day.
Barrister Ritash Chemba is on the line, diplomatic adding good.
Thank you very much for calling.
I'm calling from Ogun State.
Okay.
As I'm speaking with you right now, there's no any bank is dispensing in my area. Do you know that? In fact, this is business, so people don't know. I have said this earlier in the morning, that this is indirect war. Nigerians, they don't know. And this government have violated our rights. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
I'm listening.
Damn, you have been paid. The month has been, January has been ended. Now, people have paid for their work. Monthly salaries. They don't have access to their own money. They work, they are sweat. I don't know. Everybody should rethink, because the reason why these people are doing like this, CBN, don't they have a monetary team?
It's interesting because Emefiele did say that he knows that there are some people who are trying to manipulate the system and exploit this opportunity. And he said that they will be tracked and dealt with. But
see,
I can't believe that
Sister Joy, all those things. English where I hate in my life, actually, I hate it.
Okay.
You understand me?
Yeah,
Now, look at what you are passing through now in a mobile fuel. They can't queue where they are. From queue, when you leave bank queue, you now enter the POS queue. From POS queue, you enter the petrol station queue.
Crazy.
Then, do you know that we have a petrol tax force? Are you aware?
Aware of what? What you called it?
We have a petrol tax force.
What do they do?
Their work is to go and check if any station... If any police station, if their meter is not complete, mm-hmm. or they are not selling the control price,
yes.
the government tell them to sell,
uh-huh.
then what are they doing? Are they not collecting salary?
Mm.
No,
right.
I'm telling you, since how many months nobody has come out and said,
okay.
look at what is going on and petroleum section, fuel, or anything.
Yeah.
All of them, they know what is going on.
All right.
Do you understand what I'm talking about?
It's very clear.
Now, the National Assembly or House of Rep, they call the MFLA. Why can't they call a Minister of Petroleum?
Good question.
Can't they call the Minister of Petroleum? Or we don't have the Minister of Petroleum?
All right. Look, I have to be off on a break.
Everybody should wait, because if in a developed country, this kind of thing will not happen.
Yeah.
You know what happened during the time?
Pardon me. I'm off on a break. Please hold on. I'll be right back. Lagos will be back. Don't go anywhere. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info, and I want you to understand that there is meaning to your rants. There is purpose to your rant. And you have to also know that this election would have a whole lot of consequence. Even just moderating a talk show on Nigeria Info. Look, I don't want you to think... I think I don't understand the sensibility. And so those who have said wake up are actually right. I don't understand the sensibility that banks are selling Naira. Like, there's something wild about that. I have a message here. Good afternoon to you, Joyce. I have been paid my salary. I can't have access to cash to pay for little things. Imagine being at the ATM since morning. On getting to my turn, no cash. To find out that most of the people on that queue own a POS center with 3 to 4 ATM cards withdrawing 20,000 Naira each with the cards. Then you that need small cash, you can't get it. This is Daniel from Satellite. He says, the annoying thing, Joyce, after they collect this money, they will charge 100 Naira for 1,000 at the POS center. So 10K, you pay 1,000 Naira. How... You're paying 1,000 Nigerian Naira to get 10,000 Nigerian Naira. Okay. welcome to the show. It's Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce, and I guess we are once again peeling back what is the underbelly of the Nigerian reality as far as this give old note, get new note goes. And I didn't think it would be this hard, but imagine what we hear on the sunny side on Nigeria Info. We're talking. Welcome. It's Nigeria Info. It's good to have you here.
Well, Sister Joyce, I'm the one that called.
Do me a favor, the volume of your radio set, I'll appreciate it.
Sorry, I'm very sorry.
Thank you. Please, go ahead. Yeah, if you turn it off, it's perfect. Just turn off the radio, you can go ahead.
Okay. Is it okay?
Nah, just turn off your radio. All right, thank you. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you.
Okay, the thing we're talking about Nigerian currency or redesign of the Naira and everything.
I'm not talking the redesign. No, I'm not talking about the redesign.
I know. I'm saying that it's centered on the currency now.
Exactly.
So the people are suffering. I don't blame some people because they have it. They may say whatever they like, but they never remember or think towards this direction that the Nigerian government did not fix things in place before Buhari and Emefiele went ahead to do this, change this Naira. They should have fixed things, done this earlier before now. But now, see, the election is at hand. You are preventing vote buying. But now people are buying currency. Does it make sense when the election have not even commenced? So if the week to the election or the 3 days or 4 days, what do you think will happen? They will go to these politicians because the politicians have already, they have this money in bulk. They have, that is where the commercial banks have done their business. So if you come to think of it now, the essence of doing this has been defeated. So let them release the money and forget about this rubbish. Because to me, it's rubbish. The people are suffering. The massive people are dying. No food, no nothing, everywhere. Even those that think they have their, they don't have anything to do with cash. They should go to the local areas. I know what I suffered in the eastern part. Before you go to the bank, you pay up to 2,000 naira just to go to the bank. And then coming back again. So what are they saying? I don't know. They should go to the, not to, because you are here in the city and you now forget there are other people that are suffering in the rural areas. Anyway, God will judge all of us.
Thank you very much. If you have just tuned in, well, you can practically touch and taste the implications of what might be a structural issue. You can see what's wrong when the structure isn't solid, when the foundation is somewhat shaky. You can hear the people cry. You can hear them wail. I would say it's impossible to deny the burden that it takes to be Nigerian. And once again, something as simple, at least I thought it would be simple, to give old notes and get new notes. I can't believe what I see. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on the Sony side.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Emeka.
Welcome, go ahead.
Hey, look, I don't know what to say. Nigerian government,
what's
the leaders
your experience?
Of this country,
Hold on
the
a second.
Leaders of this country, I know, I'm getting to that. The leaders of this country, first of all, are very lucky for the kind of citizens they have. Honestly, I mean, what else is going to make us, what else is going to jolt off for action? I mean, for God's sake, bread cost, what is it called, in France, was it a revolution? I mean, France used to have a queen who told the people to go to eat cake if they don't have bread. And they had a head for it. I mean, we take so much. And our leaders are so—they are so gleeful about it. All we do is complain and complain and complain. What else do we want to happen for them to put guns to our heads or knives to our throats?
Okay.
I don't know. The government of this country are very lucky. They're very lucky for the sort of citizens they have.
Do you have a story? Have you experienced any difficulties?
Who doesn't have a story? I can access a penny. I'm staring. It's pretty much like glaring at what belongs to you, but you can't even lay your hands on it. I've been to the bank several times. I can't even withdraw as much as a dime. Somebody was talking about 100 naira, 50 naira, 10 naira, 10 kopa, and all that. None of that. None of those is even available. But going through hell, practically, literally, it's almost like it's a curse being a Nigerian. It's like, this is where hell is.
Thank you.
If you ever heard of hell, this is where it is. And we continue to soldier on. We continue to soldier on. I mean, seriously.
Thank you very much.
What is wrong with us?
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate Nigeria Info. You on the sunny side. Welcome. Tell me your name. You can go ahead.
Hello.
It's good to have you here. Good afternoon to you. Tell me your name. You can go ahead.
This is Joy Collins.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Guys, how are you?
I'm good.
I don't like when people make excuses. Do we know before that the 100 naira and 50 naira is not even much in this country? And we are blaming ourselves that we are the problem. So we don't know the government and the elite as our problem in this country. Joyce, no money. No, you have money, you cannot have it. You want to buy something, there is no money to buy. Me, I'm a market woman. Why? Why is all these things?
Wait.
You will be supporting who is enslaving us.
Wait, what do you mean you're a market woman? Answer you, don't you have access to cash? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't even see somebody to come and buy goods for me yesterday because there was no money for them to buy. So if the goods I have is the one that will rot in Oko, so I will go back to poverty because I have a government. Do we remember that this money they have changed it before? Do we suffer for it like this? If you make things right, for people to use it to make money, it's not their fault. It's your fault. When you know the money cannot circulate for people, when you change it before, did they have us like this? Why are you blaming the people instead of you to blame your government? That they have turned this country upside down. What is it? Is there something they do to our memory that we cannot remember things? As they have enslaved us for a long time. Thank you.
Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. I have a message here. Good afternoon. That woman is correct. The bank staff, the problem, they are owners of POS terminals. I'm at one of the POS terminals. Why we agreed for 10,000 naira to 1K? I think you mean why we agreed to pay 1,000 for every 10,000. Okay. You say she is calling a banker. Her sister, when to come to pick cash? Oh, she's calling her. Oh, the way you're right. She's calling her sister. I guess her sister is telling her when to come pick cash. I was at Odeku and Ajose looking for where to cash. Only few ATMs are paying 20,000 for their customers and 10,000 for non-customers. Where are we going? This is war coming. God save us. Benjamin from Ikoyi, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
It's Madam Peace.
Yeah.
All these things that are talking is not in my head, though.
What do you mean?
What is in my head is that I have not seen money. I thought they wanted me to go cashless. I didn't know they wanted me to go foodless. Yesterday, my children sleep hungry. And today, they have sent money. I can't assess it. What happened?
No, have you been to the bank?
School will close now. What would they come and eat?
Yeah, I'm asking you a question, please. Have you been to
I'm
the bank?
I'm running your task. What is it?
Have you been to the bank?
You know my suggestion now.
You're not listening to me.
What they should do?
Are you listening? Can you hear
money
me? Stop, please. Wait. No. Please. I'm trying to understand you, and it's necessary that for me to gain clarity, you must at least help my understanding of what you're saying. So I was asking you, have you been to the bank? And what did they say? Nigeria Info. Welcome. It's worthy of note. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Blessing.
Welcome, Blessing.
I'm calling from Banana Island.
Go ahead.
Joyce, Lagos one is even better than my village. For you, I'm from Ida. My grandmother's friend, she don't have child. She don't have a child. She called me yesterday. She's about 85 years now. 4 days ago, she said, Blessing, I want to go to hospital and I don't have anything with me. I sent her 200K. She went to a POS, then gave her 150,000. That is every each 100,000 is 20,000.
Wait, 20, sorry?
I gave her 200K, then gave her 150. She has to look for place. The POS have money, but bank don't have money. POS have new cash, but bank don't have. You, when you transfer 100,000 for your person, they will give the person 80,000, 20,000 is for them. When you transfer 5,000, they will give the person 3,500. 1,500 is there again. That's how they are doing in my village now. Lagos is even better. If you want to buy something, at least you can make transfer if there is network. But in my village, like that grandma, she doesn't know how to do transfer. She has to collect 150,000 for 200,000. I don't know where we are heading to. Village own is even worse. In my village, they are suffering.
When did you get this feedback? How recently did you get this feedback?
I sent the money 4 days ago. She has to go everywhere, go to the bank, no money in the bank. She has to go to POS. I have to even beg the boy again. Please help her with her bank. 200K, 150,000. That's what they need to her. I have to beg her. I have to call the boy and beg. Before she could get that 150. If not, the guy say he will only give her 80,000 for 100,000. That people are much. You know? They are POS is making money now. They are making money. They are selling. Let me say they are selling money now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Selling money.
Yes, yes now.
Thank
you. I don't know where we are heading to.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's worthy of note. My name's Joyce. You're listening to Nigeria Info. I have a message here. He tags it, situation report. Joyce, I have been at Zenith Bank Ojodu Bega since 10 a.m. to withdraw from ATM, and I'm texting you now. No cash in the ATM machines. I also made transfer since 9:24 a.m. from GT Bank to Zenith. This is 12:55 noon. It is yet to reflect in my Zenith Bank account. Channels TV came to cover the situation. Zenith Bank security officers refused to allow them. I don't have your name. I want to really say thank you very much for this message that you have sent me. And for as long as you would remain within the premises, I'll appreciate any updates you can send my way, because I love to share with the public. I guess that's the work I can do today, to highlight what's really happening in the belly of Nigeria. The sunny side, my name's Joyce. It's good to have you here. You'd remember to turn off the volume of your radio set.
Hello?
Good afternoon to
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good afternoon. Yes, so you can see that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Hello?
I'm with you. Turn off the volume of your radio set.
I've switched it off completely.
Thank you.
Now, NFLA make a policy without putting it machinery in place to track this policy, how it goes. Are you with me?
I'm listening.
You give money to banks without monitoring their daily transactions, their account books on daily basis. You undermine the power of the politicians, the influence of the power of the politicians. You also undermine the influence of saboteurs. See where we are now. It's quite unfortunate. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, John. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, yeah.
The volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, welcome. You on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello?
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
First time caller. My name is Duke. So this fuel issue is, and the whole situation of the country is really terrible. Like yesterday, I got a transfer from a client. It was Zenith Bank, and I did not receive my money until this morning. And then as of this morning, in fact, it was so terrible for me to get fuel was even a problem. I went to try and get fuel for the jerrycan, and the fuel attendant told me I needed to give him 1,000 naira to be able to get fuel. To buy fuel of 4,000 naira, I needed to give him an additional 1,000 naira. So I really don't know what's going on in our country, but everything is just, it's really terrible right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. Welcome to Worthy of Notes this very beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I really wish your lives were as beautiful as the day is. Let's continue the conversation. Hello. Can you hear us? Make it back. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set, remember? Hello. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side.
And also, I left it for banana and I called back. I forgot to tell you. Go and check online. There is video online now. Terrorists, all these Boko Haram, they have changed their money. They have changed their money. How come? The people that are in the bush, they have changed their money. But those that are outside, we don't have anywhere to change our money. Go and check online. The video is there. Boko Haram has changed their money. But we can't count any new Naira notes. The Boko Haram has changed all their money.
We need to look at that.
How come? They have
I'm going to look for that. I'm going to try to follow up that story. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you on the sunny side. If you have just tuned in, we're following up with what might appear to be the difficulty that Nigerians have faced as they try to access money, their own money, in today's Nigeria. You're on the sunny side. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. You tell us your name. You can go ahead. Have I lost you? It appears I've lost you. If you would make it back, that'd be great. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Tell
us your name. Good afternoon. My name is Ifai Joyce.
Welcome, Ifai.
I've been trying to get this number.
I'm glad
you've been ringing the number to pick it. I don't know, Joyce. Do you have a WhatsApp number? I can forward to you a video where the elite of this country spending this new Naira note that spending on themselves in a party over, the estimate should be over 1 million. Because when they finished spraying on the celebrant, they started spraying it, flashing it on themselves. Do you have a video? I can forward
it. I would actually send you a message. I can't play the video for Nigerians to see. If you are on social media, if you would tag me, that would be great. On Twitter, Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter, and on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. Because if you sent it to me on the Nigeria Info WhatsApp, there's nowhere I can play it for the public to see. You understand?
Nigeria Info, which one is your WhatsApp number?
If you sent it to the WhatsApp number, I couldn't show it to people because it's WhatsApp. You understand that?
Yes.
So if you sent it to me on social media, however, I can send it to people. I can actually retweet it and people will see it.
Okay, say your social media.
Fantastic. Okay.
Say your social media account again.
Okay, so Twitter is Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter.
Okay.
One word. And on Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram.
Okay. I'll try and send it to you.
I'd like to see that. Thank you very much. I actually heard a former Big Brother winner say that he was at a party, and at the party they were selling currency, 1 million. You had to pay 1 million to get 700,000 naira, and I saw that video 2 days ago. Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. You tell us your name.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon.
My name is Kulumendu.
Your name is
Kulumendu. Kulumendu.
Thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
From Israel.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce, I'm so saddened with the happenings in my country, Nigeria. Like, it's very unfortunate that the government can actually put us through this mess, because it's a mess. Like, I just called a friend of mine, I think 2 weeks ago, and she said she can't even access the money in her account. I think she goes to the bank to make some. Can you hear me?
I'm listening. I don't care.
Yeah, that she can't access the money in her account. I tried sending her money, but she can't access it. She made a transfer. Like, it takes 2 days for it to be delivered. What does that mean?
What did they tell her at the bank? Did she tell you, based on her gist to you, did she tell you what they told her when she went to the bank?
There is no cash. There is no cash. The bank is choked up.
All right.
The bank is choked up. There's no cash in the bank.
I don't know how this is possible, but thank you very much for calling. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Rodman. Afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
You see, this whole thing happening, Nigeria, I mean, when this government pushed Nigerians to the wall, there'll be something worse than what happened in the Ensa's protest. Because you can't trample on people's rights. People are angry. Look at this guy that said that he lost his friend because
yesterday.
Of this.
Yeah.
People are angry. People can't do anything. On my own money, the money I worked for, I can't have it. I can't have it to do what I need to do after working so hard for it. So, I mean, if this government doesn't do anything as soon as possible, there will be chaos. And I'm telling you, if they are wise enough, they should work on doing something fast. Because by the time an hungry man is a hungry man, and when things get overboard, they won't be able to handle it. The floodgates will open up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, and do something quickly.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have a message here. Last night at Nobi Street, Surulere, I wanted to use POS to withdraw 10,000. The guy said I will pay 1K. He was too bold. I just left. Emeka from Surulere. Look, pardon me for laughing. I can't imagine what you mean when you say he was too bold. I'm sure it was a case of, if you want 10,000, you must give me 1,000 naira or you go home. Because he was sure that if you don't pay him 1,000 naira, someone else will, out of the desperation that has now become the reality on the streets of Nigeria. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. My name's Joyce. It's Worthy of Note Wednesday. You're on the sunny side. Don't go anywhere.
Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. We hold this day to be worthy of note, and do remember to please endeavor to go get your PVCs. I have a message here from a Nigerian who says, no PVC, no voting. Don't fail yourself. Don't fail your generation. Don't fail God. You know that given the state of Nigeria today, you do not have the luxury to be indifferent or to not act, or will I say react, to what might be the things that take a toll on your peace or your sanity or your well-being as a Nigerian. Now you have a duty to get up, go get your PVC, to vote for what might be you trying to determine the outcome of Nigeria tomorrow. I have a message here. Hi, Joyce. Could you believe I'm being charged using POS as payment at a restaurant after eating? Tammy from Lagos. Tammy, you're making this up, right? Because you have to be. VAT, service charge. Wait, can you confirm that this story is right? Could you ask them why they're charging you and how much they're charging you, even if it's a cent? Confirm that this, you're not making this up, because that would be crazy. So if they're charging you for using POS as payment, then let them tell you why. And then if there is any reason this is happening, can you let us know the name of the restaurant so that people know that they will be paying a little bit more than VAT if they go there? The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Joyce, I went to the bank and told them I wanted to close my account. They didn't let me. GT Bank. They didn't let you? Why? Ah, heaven. The sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the radio. Welcome. Tell us your name. You can go ahead.
My name is Sam.
Welcome, Sam. Yes. Thank you for calling.
So, I just sat down my own chair because yesterday, me and my brother went to a POS guy.
Oh.
We gave him the old note, about 20,000 there yesterday.
Oh.
No, 2 days ago. So we went back to meet her that she should give us the money back, and she was like, she don't get old notes again, that we have to wait until she goes to the bank to get the old note, that she can't give us the new note, because only if we are to accept the terms and conditions by paying her 2,000 for the 20,000, whereas we give her this money, then we ask her to return this money back to her. She refused to. That she won't be able to return the money. And I'm just wondering that what kind of nation are we living in, and that the government, we have the DSS and the ICPC, and yet these guys, they are not working. Are they going to be chasing after the POS guy rather than the big politicians, the money bags, the people buying, like, how? Okay, I listened to one of your callers said the Boko Harams were able to change their own currency, the bandit, and how could
So,
how is this possible?
Well, she mentioned it that she saw a video. She says the video is on the internet. I am not able to confirm the story. I'm yet to confirm it. So I guess that we have to at least wait until that story is confirmed. But I think I can understand how that might be likely. If banks or staff working at some of these banks are selling currency, then maybe that's not too far from the truth. But we need to first of all confirm it.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you.
Is there really a country worse than Nigeria? Is there really a country? Because I need to see it. I need to see it. It needs to be televised. Is there a country worse than this?
So that's not a way to evaluate your success. If you put in something, then you're expecting something back. If there is a country worse than Nigeria, you cannot measure yourself.
My God, Joyce, the government should be scared at this point. They're pushing the people to the wall.
I'm just saying that
people
you cannot.
Are literally...
I'm saying that you cannot compare yourself to the worst of nations because that's not who you are. That's what I'm saying. So
if it's not, then what is this? It couldn't get any worse.
Okay. I understand.
Unless you have fireballs dropping from the sky. Except that, I don't know what else is worse. People, please, don't just groan. Vote this government out. It's unthinkable. There are some people who are still gunning for this government to stay. Some people in their mindlessness still want APC to continue. Please vote this government out. Do it for your children and your unborn children. Otherwise, they will spit on your graves.
You're on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Sister Joy. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
It's Mercy on the line. I'm calling from Ogun State.
Welcome, Mercy.
Say, what I want to say there, that of POS, I would say maybe they should not blame those guys much because one of my colleagues here was my working place. This morning, she told me that before she can get 100,000 for her own business, she has to beg a bank official and negotiate for the price that she will pay. Whether she will pay 20,000 to collect 100,000 old notes, not even new notes. She said she was begging. They now negotiate. The guy now call her either 15,000 and give her 100,000 for her own business. For POS people to charge our people for the money, they are buying that old note inside bank. The guy now told me that they are not paying money in the counter. They just carry one guy using a POS inside bank for Ogun State here. Then if you want, if you are a POS business person, you have to go and meet the guy, negotiate with the bank official with the guy before the guy gives you the money. They are buying that old note to come and dispense or give people outside. And another one again I want to talk about. Like that, Sister Joyce said, the video, I saw the video also. I don't think that would lie or they would say they manipulate it or whatever. And I believe that those people are my citizens of this country. And we that we are calling ourselves citizens are not the citizens. If you say we are citizens of this country, we will have the new notes. And they will not suffer us like this. I believe that Boko Haram is a citizen. We are slaves. We are aliens in this country. If you say we are not Allen or we are not a slave or we are not from this country, they will do something to massive achieve the Nigerian children. It's painful.
I understand that.
It's painful. So what can we say about that video now? Would they come and say that they are manipulating or is a video clip or what? What English would they use? They should even thank God that, I don't know, maybe it's just like the way I do things. I tell my people here that is like in the morning they will carry that to you blow in the air so people cannot be able to talk. Because I don't see where our human rights activists are. Are they not alive? Are they all dying? Are they dying? Are they not seeing it? Okay, because it's good for them, it's not affecting them. If it's not affecting them indirectly, it's affecting them indirectly. We are all suffering. We are there that this country will just bust up. What about labor? Where are they? Are they not in this country? Okay, they don't. All of them have died. or we don't even have people that can speak for mercy. I mean, they want to kill us as they kill us during the answers. One of my cousins that they killed, that they did not kill.
Wow.
What do they want us to do?
We
don't have food to eat. As we are standing, even, I can't say in all houses in this country, everybody, one of my colleagues yesterday, she was crying. I was even trying to fetch her, okay, go to bank, asset bank at Obasanjo along the road here. In this morning, I hope so that, okay, go early at 5 o'clock. She went there. The woman was inside the bank. Still multiple of people. They now told her that since Monday last week, they did not pay money at the counter. And the woman did not see money to buy food and give her children to go to school. What about people that are people and are in the hospital? And someone just thought that he lost somebody. What about those brothers? Are we not human beings? Even animals say they value animals than us. What is this? Is that the benefit of change? God, we are one Nigeria.
Thank you.
So God help us.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Welcome.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, lady. Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. You tell us your name. You can go ahead.
Yeah, my name is
Gozi. Go ahead.
Yeah. Joyce, for me, I'm indifferent with the whole happening because in a way, yes, I'm even happy all these are happening within an election period. But the problem I have is that as a people, we have not learned, we don't learn from our past mistakes, and we don't take correction. Despite all these happenings, in 2 weeks' time, you will still see people carrying their PVC to vote the same set of people into government. After a few months, then you come back crying. Definitely, fundamentally, I think something is definitely wrong with us as a people, honestly. Because if not, by now, you won't even see a single soul when these parties are doing their rallies. Because I don't see the reason any living being will appear in those rallies. Yes, the Naira scarcity, a whole lot is happening. The question I asked someone yesterday, I said, in the same country, are people supposed to be transacting with POS on the street? The answer is no. You can't trade with Naira. It's a criminal offense. Who even instituted this POS of a thing? Why did we stoop too low in this country? And people will stand now and tell you it created employment. Do you use illegality to create employment for people? Because even the same POS, when these Yahoo boys steal from people or do all sorts, even the police that take money from people, is this same guys they use, and these transactions are never traced. So why would a bank be issuing a POS machine to individuals that doesn't own a shop or doesn't run any kind of business for them to be on the street? Even before now, Joyce, you notice what happens. Most of these areas, banks that these POS guys stay, the banks will stop their ATM of money. They won't load money in the ATM. So that people within that vicinity will be forced to be using the POS nearby their bank. Is this not illegality? What else would you call it? So I don't know why people are complaining. We wanted it. When you want to stop even the POS, now you see some people telling you how it has created jobs for millions of Nigerians. It's like telling me that Boko Haram, those kidnappers, is job, because it's actually a job they are doing. And you would want to leave it because it has created job or made some people busy at the expense of people's lives. So I really don't know why we are crying. Why it's like somebody that infested the firewood filled with ants. And the lizards are all over the place, and suddenly you are crying. So I think it's time for us to go back to our drawing board. We still have 2 weeks coming to make a better change if still we want a better Nigeria.
Thank you,
Joyce.
Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. There's a message here. It's lengthy, but it's sensible. I love to read it, so sit down for this one. He says, it's pathetic that almost all the banks in Apapa has no cash in ATMs and on counters to pay customers. I will list the banks I visited yesterday and today to buttress my frustration. And he begins, UBA at Airways Bus Stop, UBA Wharf Road, Fastlack Bust Up, Fidelity Kofor Bayomi, First Bank Kofor Bayomi, Zenith and Eleganza, Wema Bank at Eleganza, Access Bank at Eleganza, Keystone Commercial Road, Echo Bank at Wharf Road, UBA beside Long Road, First Bank at Wharf Road, Access at Burma Road, Zenith at Warehouse Road, UBA at Warehouse Road, Union Bank Wharf Road, Zenith Bank Creek Road, UBA at Burma Road, FCMB Warehouse Road. Without mincing words, about 28 to 30 banks all within their Papa precinct, and there are no cash to pay beleaguered Nigerians. This is Babatunde Fasoya from Apapa. I have a theory, and I don't... It's a theory that I want to share with you, and I think you can think about it or you can read about it. Because there's something about this that is particularly unnatural, let's even begin with. There's something about this that looks off, like deliberately off tangent. More like it's out of kilter, and it's more out of kilter deliberately. So I'll speak to a few of you, and then on the other side of two, at the beginning of the hour, I'll tell you what I think is happening. And then maybe if we have time, you can tell me what you think about that. You're on the Sunny Side. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
Oh, my dear sister.
Welcome.
I'm sorry, you. In short, you know, I don't know. Ah, Joyce. Okay, before now, sorry, right? I've called. I was like, you will be close to ATM machine. All these POS people, you will see a lot of cash with them, right? But the ATM around you, none of them is paying. Even before this period, though, when we still have money in excess in circulation, right? So now, I called Sherry this morning. I told him to let him know that I was on one event on the island by on Saturday. This little girl was having stack of money. When I say stack of money, we changed 200,000 from this girl. 50,000 were going for 60,000. How did she get the money?
You said 60,000?
Everybody, the girl supplied everybody in that whole money that day.
How much did she have?
I don't know. It's much. She'll be like, okay, you need more. I'm coming. She'll go outside. She'll come with Bounder Boulder. You need more.
Was she selling it?
people didn't even spray the person all the money. So we only changed it to keep for themselves for their personal use. That's to say, all the police, as you are speaking now, people, the likes of Tinubu and what is it called? Atiku, they have all the money in their bullion vaults at all. We are just wasting our time. Buying of vote is no longer the news. The preaching, the gospel you should be preaching that is, you collect the money and vote for your conscience, because the money is with them already. Because if this girl that doesn't know anybody, that doesn't have a billion in one account to threaten a bank manager, can have access to this amount of money, what about those people that control the bank? That when they tell you that I want to close my account, you'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm sending the money now. So what I don't know if you are getting it.
I'm listening.
The money is with these people as we speak. The money is with them. They are just playing with our minds. They know what they are doing. They have shared the money already. Begging Nigerians, please vote. You are free to collect the money, but please vote this right. Vote wisely. Vote your conscience. Nobody will follow into that cubicle that day. Vote wisely. We can change things.
Right.
I don't want to leave. Just to try. If I don't get like a visa, I don't come back to this country again. I'm telling you, you get mad. This is hell. We are living in hell. People have money, they cannot eat. Somebody was telling me they want to buy food now. I have to give him 1,000. He don't have access to money to buy food. And he has money. He has no idea his money. I have to give him 1,000 just now. Because I bought 20,000 for 23,000.
All right. Thank you.
Dress. Oh, God.
Yeah, I understand that. The Sunny Side, 99.3, your Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Josh, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Yeah, Francis from VI.
Welcome, Francis.
Yes. On this money issue, I can't just really figure out the rationale behind
one, putting money in a bank, and they're trying to get the money back, and the bank is telling us a story. But I want to appeal to all Nigerians. Any situation we find ourselves now, we should all just try and enjoy it to the election day.
Okay.
Let's try and vote the man we know that's going to do the work. And not only voting him in, must you rally around the man, making sure that Nigeria works. Understand? That's all right. I can say.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're on the Sunny Side. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome. Hello. The volume of everything there.
My name is Imafuni.
Okay, so where are you calling from? The highway? Okay. You really have to find a quieter space.
I've switched it off. Hold on.
What was that thing?
How about now?
Oh, thank you. It's good to have you, Immaculate. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. I don't know why Nigerians are complaining.
Really?
We should just try and take things calmly. Whatever is hot will be cold.
Okay.
But for those who always say that it takes a mad person to rule this country, it takes somebody who is insane, it takes somebody who has the mind to, I hope they're enjoying it now. It's, I don't know. It's like we are being raped and you are shouting. Why are you shouting? Enjoy the rape now.
You're being cold.
Hello?
You're being cold.
I'm being cold. No, this is what happened during the lockdown, for goodness sake. And now we've forgotten. The only presidential candidate that came out to talk only spoke because he needed our votes. They were all silent when we needed them. Are you trying to tell me that you don't know that the banks, are they pinned? Are they pinned in the ocean that you can't trace? You can't even send people to stop these things? Why are people not seeing the cash? That means the fault is from the government. It's not from us. For goodness sake, the common man on the streets are crying. Nobody is there to even hear, feel the pulse. This was what happened during the lockdown for 4 months. They didn't care. Well, Nigerians, we are back to ourselves. If we are wicked to ourselves, then we continue to be wicked to ourselves till tomorrow. Nothing will happen. And for those who preach to us that God will make a way, that God will make a way indirectly, they are trying to tell you that somebody else, you should take advantage of somebody else. And that's what the POS people are doing now. They are smiling at the expense of people who are crying. And if you ask them, they'll say it's not their fault. Then when you go to the police people there to make reports, the tale is beyond us. Then who do you cry to? Nobody. We don't have any justice. So for those who have visas to travel out of Nigeria, can you please allow us who don't have visas to live in peace and choose somebody who will hear our cry? And not only when you need our votes. Please, can you allow us to choose and stop confusing us with your billions? Please.
I'm lost.
Please.
Okay. This has gone out of hand. I think I do believe that your pain requires ears. And thank you very much for calling. Lagos, Nigeria, we're off on a break. When we come back, I'd love to read a few messages here. And then I will share with you what might be... I don't think it's news anymore. You've heard of the cashless systems around the world? Yeah, that was exactly what I wanted to tell you on the other side of two. So you want to start thinking about it. We might talk about it when we return. It's Worthy of Note on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. All right, now we segue to language and interpretations. I wanted to speak about a video making the rounds on social media. The video is about COVID and the fact that Pfizer may be deliberately mutating the COVID virus in order to create vaccines to sell to the public. But given the fact that we're already on a trajectory, I think we can just see through. And I want to interject with something that might be a sensible lateral aspect to the conversation, which is a cashless world. Yes, I hope it's not news to you that the world is going cashless. And this is the agenda for the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, IMF. Everybody's talking about it. Every government in the world today is speaking about a cashless world. And so if you go to, say, the World Economic Forum, well, they kind of set up a conversation around it, particularly the benefits of a cashless society. So right now I'm on the International Monetary Fund website, the IMF, and I'm going to read to you what would be a message from... What's his office again? He is the... governor of the world's oldest central bank, and he is from Sweden, and he discusses how Sweden is moving away from a cashless world. Just hold on, I want to interject something into your thought, then you can tell me what you think about this new world that has come. All right, because you see, on one hand, I think we're making this conversation, and you're right, you're totally right to make it a CBN problem or a policy problem. And so we can see how both CBN and policy is practically taking a toll on the average Nigerian. But if we would allow me to expand what might be this conversation on a cashless world, and I want you to tell me what you think about it. So first, I want to go to the vice president. This particular article is dated, this was sometime last week, 31st January 2023. All right, 31st January 2023, Vice President Yemi Osinbajo says cashless policy in Nigeria will curb illicit election financing by making it possible to track funds when effectively operated. So this was his statement Monday at the Villa Abuja when he received, now I want to quote his visitors. So he said, well, this is reported to be that the Vice President received delegation of the European Union Election Observation Mission, the chief observer, who happens to be a member of the European Parliament, Mr. Barry Andrews. So you understand what I'm trying to underscore here. So this is just one aspect where cashless society is said to have a beneficial outcome on something like, you know, elections. I'm going to go right back to the IMF page and read for you, or read in your hearing, the last paragraph. And I quote, it is worth mentioning that digitalization, technical improvement, and globalization are positive developments that increase our collective economic welfare. We can only speculate on what new payments services may be developed in the future. I want to end there. There are other aspects to it, but I want to end there. So I want to repeat again what might be regarded as active words. Digitalization, technical improvement, and globalization. Please, you've heard about this whole globalization thing. You understand how that works. Globalization. So the theory is globally, the system of payment or transaction is cashless. So you go to the World Economic Forum, you go to the IMF, you read about the New World Order. Cashless is no new gist. So I believe that maybe our government has met with these other guys from the European Union, World Economic Forum, and any other first world nation, and cashless has been the thing. And it's not necessarily suggested as an option. It is suggested as where the world is going. So it's more a case of, well, you have been doing rather traditional methods of banking. You now have to transition into a cashless system. Yes, it sounds like a personal theory, but I can back it up. So I want to quickly inform you, and this is like, let's see. So Amazon, so it's called Amazon Fresh. They have opened cashless stores around the world, the US, the UK, cashless stores. So what happens in that store is you go in, you buy what you want to buy, you slide your hand through something and you pay. You can Google that. So it's not just Amazon. Tesco has done the same thing. And then some others, there's another store. I cannot remember the name right now, but at least you can Google the Amazon Fresh one. You can Google Tesco. These are stores right now operating cashless systems where a person goes into the store. In fact, there was a video I saw, and the guy goes into the store, picks alcohol, comes out, and he had paid. So the security called him back to take his receipt. But you see, he didn't go to a till. I saw another video where on your shopping cart, you have self-service setup where your cart has a computer and something else. So you just go there, scan everything you take and go, and then they debit your account. So it's a thing. So, yeah. It's language and interpretations, but this is hardly language. This is more social construct and interpretations, and it fits for our language and interpretation, right? Do you understand globalization? Do you understand that cashless societies is the new world that we have come in? And maybe you might say, well, the CBN should have at least eased out of a cashless society, or at least implement policies that help people ease in comfortably into a cashless world. But do you understand where the world is going? And maybe if you do, I want to know what you think about it. I mean, I think you're going to end up nailing the CBN, and that's okay, because the stories we've heard today are particularly painful just to hear. And you can see how the average Nigerian can suffer in vain, just suffer unduly, to suffer about things that they shouldn't suffer. I mean, how do you suffer trying to get your own money? It's like, why should you? There are other kinds of suffering that's Nigerian, or I'll say peculiar to Nigerians. But how do you suffer trying to go to the bank to get your own money? Doesn't even make sense, right? So 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. It's a cashless ideology. So it's no longer a CBN thing. We're trying to expand the conversation. It's an ideology. It's a world that has come. And whether Nigeria might fit into it, let's talk on the sunny side. It's Language and Interpretations next. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. My name is Joyce, and this one for sure is subjective. And depending on what you think, let's hear it. Let's talk. How are you? Make it back. A cashless world as the new world ideology.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, I do really enjoy your intro. Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you.
Fine. The cashless society, to me, I think it's done on us, and we are all alive to it. Anybody thinking, probably maybe safer, such people or group of people might still be daydreaming. Fine, it's okay. There is no problem about that anyway. But the point is that, are we as country or Nigerians, I mean, are we ready for it? Do we have the instrumentalities of making this thing to work? No, that's the question. Fine. Like I've already said, I mean, a lot of things globally, a lot of transactions have been done globally, you know, via these channels and all that, okay? I mean, even I myself, as little as I am, I remember how many times I've withdrawn, even on the ATM before this thing, up to 20,000 naira on the ATM machine. I don't know when, you know. So I've been on cards and cards and cards, but my account operator has known me. Anytime I go there, do you still come here to collect your ATM cards and all that? Okay, fine, because that's what I've been used to, you know. So, but the point we need to critically ask ourselves here is that, do we have all these instrumentalities on ground? Like today now, I was in the bank, not one, but like two or three, you know, trying to make a kind of transaction. But peculiarly, so some of these, I don't want to mention it now, when it's come to maybe end of the month or things like that, you can now imagine, I mean, they always say like time is money. You can imagine how many millions or multi-millions naira, now not even talking about dollars, that could have been held captive, you know, within the period of this network or inter-switch or whatever madness, you know. So that is not the problem we're having. It's not really the cashlessness of the world that we are living in, you know, that it should be a mirage or, you know, a bizarre to us. But all we have all the instrumentalities that could make this thing to work and appear, doable to us.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Language and Interpretations.
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
Okay, this is Lake Ramjack.
Sure, good to have you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Go ahead, yeah.
Hello?
I can hear you, go ahead.
Hello?
I think you can't hear me. Make it back. Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side.
Good afternoon, George.
Good afternoon, lady. Thank you very much for calling.
You have Madam Shakara calling from Ebeda.
Thank you very much for calling me.
My contribution is this. Cashless world is fantastic. But I want you to agree with me that in Nigeria, the number of people with bank accounts are less than those without bank accounts. So are we saying we're going to drive these ones into extinction? These ones in our country, Nigeria, that has no bank account to do this cashless? I want us to think about it.
We're thinking.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? The volume of everything there.
Hello, it's Baby Joy.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name.
Yeah. This is a barrister with our chamber.
Go ahead.
Cashless policy. I want to ask, what about our network? Is it okay?
Hey, by the way, let me tell you, I don't know if you think it's fancy, Elon Musk has launched his satellite in Nigeria, and so now you can buy something called Starlink and connect to the internet. Look, I have Starlink. A theory. Starlink.
Is it okay?
I don't care. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So this is what I'm talking about, because now we are using internet, all those transfer, and we are building this thing.
No, well, I'm telling you that Elon Musk has an internet service here in Nigeria, so it means that something is going to happen.
Okay.
Oh, you're laughing at me.
Oh, yeah. So I wasn't going to talk about that because I don't think it necessarily fits into the situation. But Elon Musk, just Google it, has launched a service in Nigeria, and it's called Starlink. And you can pretty much, I'm not sure how much it really cost, but, you know, for a price, you can have it and you can connect to the internet. It's said to be probably maybe the fastest internet service right now. I'm not sure because, I mean, part of me don't care, but I think I'm going to have to care enough so I can bring you some information about it. But .3 Nigeria. Come on now. Hey, welcome.
I called earlier.
Okay.
I think people are not getting the big picture here. They are talking about language and interpretation, and they're trying to get us to get there's an underlying tone behind the globalization you talked about now. A situation where you'll be held ransom from one particular central point, where you can't do anything, you can't buy or sell, because everything about you is scanned. You can't just imagine what we are going through now because of we are going cashless. So just imagine if they bring up a policy where you can't buy or sell except you have a particular thing, and maybe that thing goes against your own personal beliefs. You have no choice than to accept it. For example, if you're talking about doing a country where you can't have homosexuality, probably is not allowed in other countries, and in a particular country is allowed. And when other countries where this thing is not allowed, those people who have the access to the global economy, cash, can start, you know, putting that country in a fix where they have to accept such kind of culture by force, by fire. You don't know. You just think it's buy and sell, and people are saying, hey, we can do it, no problem. This thing is going to just look at the pandemic, how they held everyone ransom. These things are beyond just I can buy and sell, but there's nothing we can do because they are bringing the prophecy of the word of God to pass, and every day they just keep confirming it, and we can't see it because the devil will not wear a banner and come and tell you I am devil. They will keep coming indirectly until they entered the snake, until they entered Eve, until they entered man, and here we are today. So let's just be careful. Let's get ready. Let's get ready, both spiritually and physically. Let's get ready. We are going. Bye-bye.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Okay, so I thought to just save the CBN some shots by trying to expand the conversation by letting you in on, I think you already know that this cashless thing has been now, is they talk about globalization. Well, it's aimed at something. Maybe at least one of the cases that they make, which was one thing the vice president made was let me put it in his words exactly. He says, cashless policy in Nigeria will curb illicit election financing by making it possible to track funds when effectively operated. So my guess is if we operate a cashless society very well, we can track funds, etc. But you understand maybe, sir, I'm not making a case for the CBN, but you understand why the CBN is insisting, and maybe in their way, why people would need to consider cashless as a medium of trade and exchange. Nigeria Info.
No?
It's good to have you. Welcome. Tell me your name.
Yes. Good afternoon, Auntie Joyce.
Joyce is good. Thank you. Welcome. Go ahead. Tell me.
All right. This is Sammy calling from
From where? Lagos? Where?
Yes, Lekki in Lagos.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. And just please, can I take you back? I've been trying to call you before 2 p.m. Sammy, 2,
okay,
2 p.m.
Sure.
I want you to talk about my experience.
Oh, sure. Sure. Go ahead.
All right.
Is it about what? Vietnam, money, politics, what? Conspiracy theory?
About this thing where we've been having access to.
Fantastic. Go ahead, real quick. Go ahead.
All right. So, first of all, on Saturday, Sunday, I have money in my Echo bank account.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, I don't do transfer. I only have an ATM.
Don't do transfers. You only withdraw cash.
I can only withdraw with my ATM or go into the bank. I don't do transfer with that.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so on Sunday, I wanted to do transfer. I wanted to use a POS.
Mm-hmm.
I tried about 7 times, declined. Okay, let me go to an ATM and transfer the money to another account. I could not. I tell you, as I speak, he's still telling me that I should visit my financial institution.
Okay.
So I had to call a friend to send money to my other account. I was almost stranded.
Hmm?
Now, I don't know how the bank has issued since on Sunday till now, and I've not resolved it. That is on one hand. Secondly, today, my family in Abuja, today my child had to go to school without snacks because the mother did not have access to cash. That has happened for the very first time. So I don't just know where these people are taking you to. How can you labor for your money, then to spend the money, you have to sweat again?
Well, that's why it's called language and interpretation. So I guess there's something...
It's terrible. It's
underlining.
It's terrible.
This particular policy. Thank you very much for calling. I want to appreciate you. Thank you. Nigeria Info. Cashless as a global philosophy. Welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
My name is Samuel.
Welcome, Sam. Go ahead.
Yeah, to be sincere with you, I began to see this cashless policy as a way of just getting people to subdue people from the right that belongs to them fundamentally.
How?
Because to be honest with you, just take for instance these little things happening in my country, Nigeria. Here. So let's imagine that it comes to a point whereby every individual has our money in the bank account, and you have to go through some processes, maybe illegal to your own nature.
Illegal?
And,
why?
Yeah, because such as this vaccine. I'm just making an example.
Okay.
Just take for instance, I might decide that I don't want it, but because of my money inside the bank, I will have to take it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I will have to take it just to get my money out. And it might not be what I really wanted to, but because I'm controlled in one way or the other.
So you don't think cashless is a good idea on the long run?
It is not. It is not. How will you? We've been dwelling in this kind of manner for a long time, and I don't see anything. I don't see any positive impact in this cashless policy. To be fair with you,
but Japan is moving towards a cashless society. Sweden
that is Japan. That is Japan on its hand.
Mm.
Yes,
right, well,
that is Japan. This is Africa.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. I guess that you might think that there are benefits. I'd like to hear what you think is beneficial about a cashless ideology. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hey, lady. Welcome. You think I don't know my voice when I hear it? Turn off your radio. Oh, my goodness. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Good to have you.
All right. So I two of the contributions from that lady and then this last one just kind of spoke my mind. It's all about control.
Why? How?
And it's almost like a booby trap. Now, it seems like it's helping out. They'll come out with good reasons. Oh, this was security, this was... But the major underlining objective from those people, I think, majorly is control.
What if it's so that your money is more secure, even though some people are complaining that their monies are disappearing from their account? I saw one this morning. One guy said $11,000 left his account. But what if eventually your money is safer and they charge you less?
Okay, look at what's happening right now, the situation we have now.
Okay.
Now, my money, I have 100,000. Now, you're controlling me, telling me I can only take 10,000. My money, I worked for.
Oh.
If I want 100,000 of it, if I want 200,000 of it, why would you tell me I can only take so amount for my own money?
You seem to be
the control thing there.
You seem to be going somewhere with this one. Mm.
So this whole thing is just like a trap. It's like, you know, when the frog is in a boiling butter.
What if it's good? Have you really considered the good
The temperature, it kind of adjusts itself onto the point where it can't adjust again, and it just explodes.
Thank you for being here.
You know, so we need to find a way where we can.
Take your time and think about it.
All right, then.
Nigeria Info, cashless as a global philosophy. The guess is that it is suitable to ease global transactions and achieve globalization. On Nigeria Info, let's talk. Hello. Make it back. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. It's language and interpretations is something here. Let's talk about it. Hello. Good afternoon to you. Tell me your name. You can go ahead.
Okay. My name is Venus.
Welcome back. Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah. Cashless policy. Wait, you see, to buy NEPA, to buy PACN card, ordinarily, there's no network. Now, Joyce.
Oh, dear.
Why? No, listen now. Listen. These countries you are talking about, Japan, China, Indonesia,
Sweden, UK, US.
They have sophisticated technology manpower.
Okay.
Which we don't have.
All right.
And they don't have saboteurs among them. Can you compare that society to this kind of ragtag society? I'm sorry to say this, but that's what we are. Thank you. Job, Robert.